720 WGN, WGN Nightside. Mark Carmen and Harry Tynowitz with you. Let's get the show rolling. Harry, how you doing over there, buddy? You all right?
Carm, if I were any better, man, things are good. Yeah. Things are hunky dory.
Right. We're starting quickly today. Normally we kind of ease into the show, but we have a guest on the line, David Knowles, who is covering the political landscape, editor at Yahoo News, is with us here. So we want to get right to him and get into it with the midterms 13 days away. David, we started with the land of confusion here because it's just kind of hard to understand what exactly is going on, as you would think that some of these races, I mean, we could start, I guess, in Indiana, where you've got an incumbent and a Democrat. You would think that that he would be that Joe Donnelly would not be having a problem, but he is. So let's start there, I guess, and how do you size up what's going on just in the state of Indiana, which is right next door to, of course, us here in beautiful Chicago, Illinois?
Well, I think you're dealing with a more conservative state than Illinois and Indiana. I think that, a lot of the races that seem to have tightened up are ones that people took for granted or assumed were safe seats. And I think that that's just, sort of a bad place to begin any political race, whether you're a Democrat or you're a Republican. These are pretty tumultuous times. We're seeing a lot of, variability going on, especially in Senate races right now. And I think some of that has to do with what happened with the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. People are, focused on the Senate in a way that might not be as favorable to Democrats as it is to Republicans right now. But the Democrats are doing much better when it comes to the House, and so I wouldn't be surprised if you see the Democrats retake the House and the Republicans increase their lead in the Senate.
Now, David, I would like to start by welcoming you to WGN Radio and to Nightside with Mark and Harry. Thank you very much for staying up late and coming on with us.
My pleasure. I grew up in the Chicagoland area, so I'm well familiar with WGN Radio.
Oh, nice. Well, that's good, and well, you should be. We are like playing catch up here because we've been watching. Yeah. We've been watching sports. We've been going to movies, and I don't know if you're aware of it, but it's a pretty good movie out with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Anyhow, I get my politics from like the late night talk show hosts. So can Ted Cruz lose? That's my question, because the guy he's running against is a lot younger and a lot cooler. So can Beto be Ted Cruz in Texas?
It certainly can. And that's a race that, as you're seeing President Trump go and stoop and stump for Ted Cruz, a guy who he's called a liar and his...
Yeah, he said his dad killed Kennedy.
Said his dad was at least in contact with Oswald, so there's all sorts of bad blood there, bad history, and the fact that he was there this week campaigning for Cruz is a sure sign that Cruz thinks he needs his help. So this race is pretty close. There are polls that have, within a couple points in either direction. So, yes, that Ted Cruz can lose. Will he lose? I don't know if we could comfortably say one way or the other, but he can lose for sure.
David, unlike my partner, I'm an expert in politics. I could break down any race. In fact,
you could break down all right.
Right, but so let me ask this question just because I am a little bit confused. Do you want Donald Trump aligned with you or do you not in these races?
Good question.
Because apparently, like Mike Braun, I started with Indiana, he's aligned with Trump, and Mike Braun's making a push here. So do you want the president or do you not?
It just depends where you are. There are some races where it's advantageous to have the president come out, and there are other places where, I saw it written that the do not disturb, not welcome here signs are out for the president. So he wants to insert himself into every race that he can. He is betting that he will turn the tide in a lot of these close races. The candidates are not as sure. Some are and some aren't. So, he's made this a referendum, this election a referendum on himself. You know, maybe not surprisingly, that's just kind of in his character.
Right.
But he unlike say Barack Obama in the midterms, you know, during his first term, he was a little less out there on the campaign trail, right? I mean, he was not as vociferous and no one's as vociferous as Donald Trump, but Donald Trump is confident that aligning with him is the way to go. Not every candidate agrees.
You know, if you're in politics, you have a chance to help people. And then there's the politicians that jump on the opportunity, kind of like a fumble in a football game. They jump on the opportunity when something bad happens to use that to their advantage. Like in Florida right now, they're using the hurricanes to their advantage. Is that correct?
Sure. Well, let's just put it this way. You know, dealing with a hurricane as the governor of a state, it's kind of like a gimme putt in golf. You know, you should be able to take that opportunity, seize it, come off as, you know, in charge, as the person who can get things done, who can get funds for needed communities, who can show compassion and all that stuff. So is
Rick Scott doing that?
Rick Scott has done that to a certain extent. On the other hand, there's another sort of underlying question there, which is, was this hurricane made stronger by climate change, right? The Gulf of Mexico, for instance, was 4 degrees warmer than normal, which a lot of the scientific community is saying, hey, that helped intensify the strength of this storm and just wiped out the Gulf Coast as a result. And climate change, of course, is something that Rick Scott never says out loud, you know, has been reported to have not let anyone in his administration say out loud. Rick Scott is also dealing with a separate problem, which is the red tide issue in Florida and the blue-green algae problem. So he's got all these different ecological disasters on his hands. And so, you know, whereas just coming out and being a forceful chief executive who deals with a hurricane might be in a normal year, might be an opportunity, it also brings up a potential danger for Rick Scott, because he's dealing with, you know, these twin ecological problems that are very much linked to climate change. So there's a little undercurrent there. And at the same time, Bill Nelson, his opponent, has been quite effective in getting out there, being on TV, you know, going and visiting these places affected by the hurricane. So Scott doesn't have the advantage that other governors might have.
David Knowles, political expert, editor, Yahoo News, with us here, 720 WGN for a couple more minutes. WGN Nightside, Mark Harmon and Harry Tynowitz. David, do people even care about the environment as far as their votes are concerned? I mean, do you see that as a big impact? I'm still trying to figure out myself. We've done this on a couple of shows. Like, what do people care about? Because I'm struggling to figure it out.
I was just down in Florida doing an article about whether or not voters there cared about the environment. And I talked to all sorts of people. And at least there, when it comes to climate change, they're really on the front lines. They've got sea level rise. They've got this red tide issue. They've got these hurricanes that are coming out of nowhere that are just battering the state. I think that it's rising very quickly to be a bigger issue than it is in some other states. So, you know, will it tip this election one way or the other? You know, it's hard to say that. It's hard to make that case. But I think that as we go forward, you know, you're going to start to see climate change be more and more of an issue in a lot of these races, and it's going to get a lot more airtime than it has, you know, in the past 10 years. Let's put it that way.
So fair to say the number one issue still is people's wallets?
People's wallets, absolutely, in Florida. But so that's where the two issues merge. In a place like Florida, you get a storm and you're in Mexico Beach or Pensacola, and, you know, all your electricity is down and it's going to be gone for, you know, months and months, and it affects your economy in a way that's so negative. The red tide situation has gone on for over a year, that dead fish have been washing up on these beaches. Tourism is down catastrophically on the Gulf Coast. So that's a thing where you say, hey, that also affects our economy. It's not just that you're an environmentalist per se. You're a business person. You're being affected.
We're visiting for a couple minutes longer with David Knowles. He is the editor over at Yahoo.com, and he is a political insider. He's from Chicago, so I got to ask you, do you think that Mr. Rauner's days in Springfield are up?
I wouldn't be surprised. I think it's a tough cycle for him. So we'll see. I'm not maybe as up to date on that particular race as I am, say, on Florida, where I've been going and reporting a lot. But from what I've seen, I think that's a much tougher race than he would like.
And they both spent a ton of dough. I mean, think of what they could have done with that money.
Yeah, it's one of the most expensive races in the country. And this is just something that you're seeing across the board. In this midterm election, as you're seeing, you know, a huge rise in the amount of money that's being spent. But that's one of the top three races in the country in terms of millions spent. So,
are you a believer then, David, at the end of the day, that we're going to see the Senate stay and the House flip to the Democrats? Is that a fair assessment?
If I had to make a wager, that would be what I would bet. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Things could change. Things could happen in either direction. But those seem to be the patterns that are holding from all the people who prognosticate about this.
And can you tell us who will be the Democratic candidate for president in 2 years?
Oh, well, you know, you're seeing a lot of people position themselves right now. You certainly Cory Booker. Kamala Harris out in California is making moves.
Cory Booker from New Jersey. Cory Booker, New Jersey, he was front and center during the latest Kaufman hearings.
The Kavanaugh hearings.
He was
certainly grabbing some headlines there. And a lot of Republicans are mad at him over that. But he's a pretty savvy politician. I lived in the New York area for a few years and saw him in action. A very capable guy, very smart guy. Kamala Harris, a former Attorney General of California, now Senator from the state, is really, you know, people are very impressed with her ability on the Senate Judiciary Committee. And then there's Elizabeth Warren, who could certainly step forward and throw her hat in the ring and take a good portion of the progressive side of the Democratic Party with her.
That would be entertaining. Trump versus Warren. Let's all sign up for that reality show.
Well, you know, a lot of people are saying that's why she got the DNA test, you know?
Yeah.
And so who knows?
All right, David, we appreciate you staying up late, and good to talk to a fellow former All That Chicagoan, and we appreciate the knowledge.
All right. Good to talk to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for educating us.
David Knowles, your political expert, Yahoo News. Harry, did you learn anything? You got it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was impressed by Cory Booker at the Kavanaugh hearings, and I thought that he was one of the people who was kind of, you know, taking advantage. I'm glad when somebody who's in the know says the same thing that I thought, because he certainly knows 1,000 times more than I do, that even though he's got a responsibility, he's also not an idiot. He's going to say, hey, I got the world watching this. I think I'm going to enjoy some time here.
I think we're looking, at least from my standpoint, we're just a little bit of integrity, whatever side of the aisle you're on.
Integrity is key.
That would be nice.
Same thing you'd want from from an athlete.
Absolutely. 312-981-7200. Just a quick question for you, a little informal on the text line. You can call us, 312-981-7200. What do you care about as far as the midterm elections? What is the main factor deciding your vote? Is it your wallet? It's okay. You can say that money matters. It's okay. Is it the environment? Is it a Roe v. Wade? Is it what? A lot of options for you. 720 WGN. It's the night side. Harry and I are thrilled to be here with you.
Very thrilled. Thanks for being with us.
Text line, what do you care about as far as the midterm election? 815 with a very strong, strong opinion. Support of hunters and fishermen. Harry, where does that rank in your importance to the midterm, the support of hunters and fishermen?
I am pro-hunting. I am pro-fishermen.
Have you ever hunted?
I have, well, you know, when I was single, my man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Harry, you were...
Look out, ladies.
You were on that prowl, weren't you?
Oh, yes.
You had a little thing going on there. I feel like a Harry Tynowitz in the... Doing the comedy circuit with, you know, making them laugh and just the charming demeanor that you brought to the table.
The only people that would believe me would be other comics because they know what it was like and women that like allegedly funny guys.
I bet you were amazing. I wish I would.
I wouldn't say I was amazing, but I would say that, you know, you're going through major cities and then you're going through smaller towns. And, you know, if you think about it.
How'd you meet your wife?
She lost a bet.
Oh.
I met my wife on the Danny Bonaducci show.
See, there you go. Mm-hmm. You used this to take your personal life to a whole nother level, and look at you now.
Yeah, last I heard, her attorneys were trying to get Bonaducci back in state for court.
Quick time out, we'll get you to news in 90 seconds, 720 WGN. We're going to get to our anger right after the 11:30 news. Harry, you angry?
You guys don't seem angry.
We hide it, Andrea.
Oh, you hide it well.
Yeah.
I'm more frustrated than I am angry.
Nah, you won't even own the fact that you're an angry dude, which makes me angry that you won't own your anger. Own your anger.
I'm frustrated.
Yes.
My frustration.
I never knew any of this.
He's frustrated. He won't even say he's angry. It's like too dangerous of a word.
Oh. So you guys hide it so
just
well.
Just say it. I'm angry.
Okay. Mark is angry.
Mark is angry. Oh. 720 WGN. It's the night side. It's 11:36 on a beautiful end of your Wednesday. He's Harry Tynowitz. I'm Mark Carmen. I feel like I got to go into like bedtime voice right now as we just settle in for... little pillow talk.
I feel like I didn't even need to know that was your bedtime voice.
I have a great bedtime voice.
Yes, let me hear it.
You're hearing it right now, man. This is my deep, dark end of the day. Just let's all settle in. Let's talk about our day. How was your day, Harry? Did you have a good day? What was the best part of your day?
The best part of my day, Carl, was coming in here and seeing Cash, our executive producer, and seeing you and getting to go on the air at WGN. Also, I'm remiss seeing my kids. I got home about, I only had about a half hour at home. Lucy got a job, and Reggie was playing video games.
What job did Lucy get?
She's working for the candy company, Illinois Nut and Candy on Dempster, right by my house.
She's working for Illinois. Let me look this up here. Illinois.
Yes. Not a plug. I got 100 people to plug. This is not a plug.
Illinois Nuts
Candy. My wife has been on her. Well, she's been on one of us to go get a job.
IllinoisNut.com. 1-800-590-NUTS. 3475 Dempster.
Right. That's
making
right
sure you're not lying to me. It's
well,
legit.
I lie? Why would I lie?
I don't know.
My Annie Lennox.
I like to double check things. You could get a nice popcorn in Illinois. This is a bad development for you.
Why?
Well, for one, you're going to have all sorts of candy coming into your house. You don't need that addition there, buddy.
There's plenty of candy coming in now. I mean, I pick and choose. I usually have salad for lunch. Did you know, by the way, you could have salad for lunch?
I love a good salad for lunch. Are you kidding me? Nice fresh bed of lettuce with a chicken.
That's that. When you use your bedtime voice, are you on a bed of lettuce?
Probably not. No. All right. So here, I want to pay off the tease here.
Yes.
It's one of the things you do in radio. We are doing a little tap dance here. We're waiting for our guest who perhaps has fallen asleep and won't be ever coming on. But
right. Nobody needs to know we're tap dancing.
Well, it's honesty. His name is Sean Baker. Her name is Sean Baker. Right. I knew that.
Yes.
The owner of Tantrums, which I want to have right now.
Tantrum sounds more like a sex club than it does a smash room.
Well, I don't know, Harry. Tantrum and sex, that doesn't seem to fit for me, but I appreciate where your mind likes to go.
You haven't heard my bedroom voice.
Well, okay, if that's what you're doing, go you. the point here, Harry, is that we have a new thing that's popping up. They're rage rooms. They're the latest self-care craze, and people have all this anger, and they don't know what to do with it. And so,
you cannot use it in road rage. Road rage will get you killed. Do not.
Well, that's part of the reason that rooms like this are popping up, because we see people on the road or at gas stations, like what happened to you earlier today. And because we're not expressing our anger, it's spilling out in all sorts of different terrible ways. And now they're creating rage rooms where you can just go in there and rage and get it out.
Very, very clever idea. And you showed me the story, and it's a very clever idea. I believe it's $80. You get to go into a room, and they're all over. Our guest is from Houston, but I know the one in New York. And for $80, you get to go in there with your friends and smash things. Like, they give you a bunch of china plates. You can smash them. They give you a sledgehammer. Let's just start with that. Okay, Peter Gabriel will be happy. You get a sledgehammer, and you get to smash up, like, laptops.
Yeah, so I would actually like to throw this out to the team here, 312-981-7200. When you got the anger flowing, which is part of being human, there is nothing wrong with anger. Anger is a great emotion. Anger is something that can help you get things done. Anger is something that you can use to get your point across, perhaps connect better with a partner, a friend, whoever, a family member. Directionally using your anger well is a good thing, Harry.
Yeah, let it fuel your fire.
Right. So, but I'm curious. I'd like to hear how people get their stuff out, because it's scary to express your anger. Not easy to do. I know a lot of passive aggressives in life. I happen to be one of them.
Right. I have two friends I can think of that get their anger out by running. They run. Now, if I had to wake up and run every morning, that would make me angry.
See, and that's an interesting one. Okay, you're an angry dude, so you got to go out, you got to get your run on.
Yeah.
And so now you're going to, like, think about it, and you're just going to run.
Right. They're not doing it for health reasons. They're not doing it, like, you know, to live longer, to get their heart going. They're not doing it, you know, because they're, you know, their doctor said, hey, you know, you're at that age. They're doing it because they're so mad and angry.
See, I don't know if that's good enough. Like, just take a run for me wouldn't work.
But you'd be exhausted when you got home.
Being exhausted would be true. That's the, but I think I need, you're, it's... You're all by yourself on a run. Mm-hmm. You're not really expressing anything. You're not. There's no. I think we need a little hitting here, Harry. A little
violence.
Little bang on the pillows. Something. Get it out. You know what I'm saying?
Banging on the pillow. See, a pillow. Like I know that that's a therapist trick.
Yeah.
You know, like you like marriage counselors.
Yeah.
Some marriage counselors will say, "Okay, use this pillow as a representative of your spouse." And say what you want to say to the pillow while your spouse is in the room. And, you know, they end up, like, you know, wrecking the hell out of the pillow.
Well, that's good. Better than wrecking the hell out of your spouse, I suppose, right?
Well, of course, obviously.
Right, so there's...
You're stupid, you do that.
Well, that would put you in jail and where you would deserve to be if you ever did such a terrible thing as that. But, I would do
a smash room. I would welcome a smash room.
Yeah, so there is, Casera was searching far and wide in Chicago, did find, there's one here that's open Thursdays through Sundays. Maybe, you know, me and you.
Yeah, I've got a bad thing. I know I do this, I wonder if there's anybody else out there that does this. I will eat.
Okay.
I will eat my anger sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm so mad, because it's late at night. You know, I don't sleep. I'm nocturnal. Comics are nocturnal to start out with, and I don't sleep. And then my wife makes my kids go to bed. Like, you know, Reggie has to go to bed before midnight every night. And
isn't that a good thing?
He's 13 now, Carm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. So,
when you were 13, how late were you staying up?
I remember I would, like, come in and, you know, say, Mom, you know, I'm really not that hungry. Mom would come up with, like, the midnight snack.
Uh-huh.
You know, most parents, like, would be like, hey, you get in bed by 10. Mom will be like, I'm almost done with your midnight snack.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a true story. Is that really
a true story?
What would you get at midnight?
Like anything from Hostess. Hostess cupcakes, Twinkies, ding-dongs.
She was preparing the Hostess cupcake?
She would get them out. She didn't want us to like have to unwrap them on our own.
Aww.
And she would make them like a design on the plate. Like right now it's football season, she might shape them like a football or shape them like the Bears' C.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never
had a chance.
Really didn't. That type of treatment did not happen in the Carmen household.
Right, right, right. No. But so anyhow, I'm up late and I don't drink anymore, so I will eat my anger. I'm just so frustrated. So, you know what? There's a pint of ice cream. I think I'll go at that.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a smash room at my house. I have a smash freezer.
Listen, at the end of the day, Harry, if mm-hmm. you having some ice cream, a little comfort food at the end of your night makes you feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
As long as you got some balance with that, I think that's okay.
I tried to salad for lunch. And
see,
then,
there you go.
And then sweets at night. So how do you get out your anger?
I'm not very... I go with the pure passive-aggressive...
What is the last thing you did that was passive-aggressive that should have been handled differently?
Ooh, good question, Harry. Good question.
Thank you. Anybody else that has any questions for Carm and his anger issues, 312-981-7200.
This wasn't supposed to spin at me, but that's fine. We can do this. 312-981-7200. Let's put good old me under the microscope. Although I'm going to try to put this back on you, Harry. Maybe just a little situation going on with somebody who's not following the boundaries of life, perhaps, to...
Mitchell Trubisky?
Not Mitchell Trubisky, no. No. I know I'm being vague here.
Well, I think I catch your drift.
Yeah, so I think I'm avoiding confronting. And it does not feel good, but it also doesn't feel safe to confront. You know what I'm saying? You smell what I'm cooking? You dance with what I'm...
I know you dance
with my date?
I know you used two words that ended in ing consecutively, and that's never good.
No, if this one's not... This is a bad one right now. This is not... I feel very...
Aren't you guys getting closer and closer to...
Are you talking about... I'm not even speaking to the... To my relationship here.
Oh, what are you speaking of?
Well... Not to that directly. I'm more.
I just assume when someone's miserable, it's because of their relationship.
No. The relationship.
I'm married 19 years.
The relationship's great. 312-981-7200. Let me reset and think about exactly where I'm willing to go with this conversation. It could be very interesting coming on back here. Rage on 720 WGN. WGN 1150, the night side. Carmen Harry with you. All right, I'm going to go there.
Yeah. We're talking about rage.
I'm sorry I hesitated. You asked me what was your question?
You said you're passive aggressive.
Right. So I talked about this about, I don't know, a year ago? 6 months at least.
What?
So I have a beautiful, lovely girlfriend.
Yes.
For about a year and a half now.
Right. She's out of her head for you. And she's out of her head because she's out of her head. You know what, Carm? You're an awesome catch, and she's smart enough to know that.
Thanks, Harry. I really appreciate that. So, unfortunately, the one negative that we're dealing with right now is that there's a prior situation.
He's back in the picture?
Yeah, so...
Well, this is the guy... This is... Well, can we say her name on the air yet?
Nah, let's leave the names off.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. We'll say Miss Banana.
Yeah, sure. Miss Banana. There
you go. Miss Banana dated a guy who showed up in her building and gave her not a rose, not a dozen roses. Now, I'm not making this up.
10 dozen roses to the doorman downstairs.
10 dozen roses!
I've never seen anything like it. 10 dozen roses.
Well, I went to Kansas, so I'm going to do the math on this. That's a lot of roses!
Yes, Harry, a dozen is 10, is 12 times 10 is 100.
yes, so, Mr. Iowa.
It's 120 roses.
Yes.
I think it might have even been like two. I have no idea. It was a whole...
He lived in the building. He doesn't still live in the building.
He still lives in the building.
This is Cape Fear.
So right.
This is Robert De Niro on Cape Fear.
So now we just had another flower episode, And
what is the occasion? It's not her birthday. Sweetest Day.
Just feeling
Saturday was Sweetest Day.
Just missing, and the flowers are going not only to her, but it's just sending it on to the family too. Sending, you know
what?
Yeah, we're gonna, you know, I'm out to the suburbs, and so flowers to her, flowers to the family.
Wait, so if her mom gets a dozen roses, then she'll want to be back with him.
He's just going all in. And so then what do you do with somebody like this? 312-981-7200. I am dealing with a lunatic ex.
This is where, okay, you know what? Every once in a while, you know, I mean, there's been too many bad stories about policemen across America, and that is not representative of all policemen. This is where a policeman would come in handy. You call a couple of Chicago's finest and say, please help me out. I've got this crazy ex-boyfriend who is bringing my girlfriend 10 dozen roses, then more roses, then he's sending them to her. Can you go talk to him and tell him to
that's not how it
desist?
Works.
Desist? Isn't that the word?
That would be one word. The point is, though, he's not breaking any laws. People can give flowers. That's not a...
She needs a restraining order. I'm telling you, she needs a restraining order.
I don't think that's really in the cards either.
But that's exactly what restraining orders are. Restraining orders are for people that make you so uncomfortable that you are in fear for...
Hold on a second. So if we get the restraining order, then if you send flowers, then what happens? Then you can go and arrest the guy?
Yeah, I need an attorney, please. I need an attorney or an actor who's played an attorney, please.
312-981-7200. Now, I think that there's a simple solution here.
Yes.
I just think we should, you know, there's a lot of beautiful places in the country, and why not just move? I don't feel comfortable expressing this rage. This dude is not worth this, you know, my incredibly adorable face getting knocked sideways. Why not just, you know, I don't know, Charlotte's a beautiful town. Michael Jordan's out there. Why not move out to Charlotte?
Checking in on the text line, Sam in Vegas says, beat his ass. Thank you, Sammy. Take the Texans tomorrow, Sam.
See, I'm 5'10", 100 and some odd pounds. I'm not beating anyone's ass. That's not my game.
Carm, you cannot live in fear.
Yes,
especially he's in the building, for God's sake. So let's start there. Have you told the building?
That's the other thing. Like, I don't want to raise things up in the building because I don't even trust the people in the building.
What do you mean you don't trust them?
I just don't want to create attention. That's why I'm talking about it on the radio right now. So that's a brilliant move by me. But hey, I just think, you know, Charlotte, Arizona, what about a nice move to Florida before it goes underwater? You know? Enjoy Miami while it's here. What do you think? Texas, Austin, beautiful community.
Carm, what about you walking up to him?
Nah.
And you say, that wouldn't work. Call the cops. Get a Chicago cop.
Call the cops, huh?
Yeah. My brother Danny's an attorney. We'll get
Danny on the case and I'll be all right?
You need a restraining order. He's got to stay, like, within, you know, can't get closer than, like, 200 yards.
200 yards?
Yes.
But see, I don't believe in that. Like,
That would keep him away.
Cape Fear, with De Niro, would have a restraining order have stopped De Niro?
No, man, nothing stops De Niro.
Right. So why would it stop this situation?
Because this guy's a De Niro wannabe. This guy doesn't even realize he's Cape Fear De Niro. This guy thinks that he is like, you know, he thinks he's like Ryan Gosling in what's that movie where with Steve Carell? He's a lounge lizard.
847 texting, get married. He will then know she's taken. I don't know if that would do it.
I don't. Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. 773 is blaming her. She hadn't done anything to stop it. She's at fault.
How is it her fault?
Russ is texting in from the 708. If she truly loves you, those flowers won't mean anything to her. She should tell him to stop. I'm not really worried about my standing here. Maybe I should be, but I'm not. I've got false. I've got some serious.
He's in the building. I mean, like, if he didn't live there, you wouldn't have to worry about it. But I mean,
I see the guy.
Right. That's what I'm saying. She's on 12 and he's on 16. He could easily take the elevator to 12.
Right. Knock, knock.
Right. Who's there? I don't know if you were, like, advancing the story or telling me a joke.
815, swing on him. He's 5 inches taller than me.
Man, let me tell you something.
Just go. I might just go all in. I'll do my... What's that dude's? I'm just going to go all Conor McGregor. Let's go. I'm gonna get Mike Tyson rolling.
I look at you.
Got some bounce right now. I look at you
and I think Conor McGregor. No, actually, I think Sandra Day O'Connor. Alex DeBrincat, smallest guy on the Hawks, took on one of the biggest guys last night.
Yeah, I'm not DeBrincat.
The Mighty Ducks.
I'm not DeBrincat. This is not my game. You know, I'm closer to Carl Lewis than I am to DeBrincat. All right, quick timeout, 720 WGN. Second hour of the Night Side. Nick D coming up 55 minutes from now. Clock's running, Harry. Let's make the most of every moment, pal.
Do we get three timeouts?
We get three timeouts.
Is your anger out?
Andrea, I'm not angry. How do you, Andrea, I would call you a passive aggressive too, right?
Oh yeah. I would say so. Absolutely.
So what do you think about a nice rage room?
I'm all for it. I think it's awesome. Except when Dean got hurt, I mean, he didn't expect to get cut in the face.
Right. But he bounced back, right? Dean's doing his thing. He's still doing the Dean, right?
Right.
So sometimes you know, these things happen.
It does. It does.
All right. We'll see you at the Rage Room next week.
Okay. If you guys go, I'm going.
First of all, we wouldn't go without you.
Thank you.
Dean has interviewed some of the biggest starlets in Hollywood. You know, it's not like the first time that someone has, like, you know, cut his face.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
That's a good point.
That's very true.
Those interviews are tough. Anything can happen at any moment.
That's a really good point.
Dean asked the wrong thing, and next thing you know, Scarlett Johansson is just getting after it.
Or Lady Gaga.
Right. Andre, have a good night.
All right. We'll see you guys at 12:30.
Oh, okay. We'll see you at 12:30. Oh, I didn't know you stayed that late.
No, I'm still listening to you guys.
Okay. All right, Harry.
Yes, sir.
We're going to switch off my slight issue, and we're going to deal with we need to bring this to the airways. What happened to you today? I was actually on the phone.
What happened?
Well, the
gas station.
Yeah, I was on the phone with you, and you were pulling into a gas station. We were having a nice conversation. Which was a rarity, but we were, mm-hmm. and you were calmly telling me about whatever you wanted to do on the show tonight, and the next thing I know, you're screaming at some gentleman. So take it from there, please. I'd like you to hear you explain how you went about this.
Heading east on Dempster, got off at 294, heading east on Dempster, and there's a Shell station that is not far from Notre Dame High School.
Okay.
Home of John McDonough. They should be very proud John McDonough went to Notre Dame High.
I think we're doing over details here, but all right. Okay, got it.
So there are two pumps.
Two islands or two pumps?
There's a total of two islands, and there's,
four pumps
on each. So there's eight cars could be filling up at once.
Okay.
And this guy in front of me pulls in, and six of them are occupied. The two that are, you know, moving like to the direction that we are both going, we're both going east. Those two pumps are empty. So all this guy has to do is pull ahead to the first pump, and then I can pull up to the second pump. We can both fill up at the same time. This joker, he stops at the second pump. And I'm like,
so the first pump that he sees, he stops at because it's open, and he wants to get his gas, and he's going for that pump.
Right. And I'm like barely in the gas station.
Does he know that you're behind him?
Yes. I roll my window down. He sees me.
Uh huh.
I look. I don't think I need to say anything. He undoes his gas tank. I roll my window down. I go, excuse me, sir, would you mind pulling up to the first pump so we can both go?
Why can't you go around into the first pump?
Carm. We're on the side of the gas station, like right by the highway. So I've got to like go on the sidewalk, sort of.
I see. Okay.
Which is bordering the highway to get around him.
Okay, fair enough.
And it's much easier for the guy. I mean, what kind of doofus doesn't just pull up to the first pump, right? So this guy, this Jamoke, he is sitting there.
A lot of name calling going on here.
But none are bad names.
Okay.
Okay, I tell my kids, please don't swear.
Okay,
swearing is a sign of weakness.
I think Jamoke is not a nice name if you call somebody a Jamoke.
Well, it could be short for your favorite 31 flavors ice cream.
I do love a Jamoke almond fudge. Okay, continue on.
So this clown bag, he is stopped at the second pump. And I roll my window down. I go, sir, would you mind pulling up, please, so we can both pump? And he looks at me, and he takes the gas cap off. I go, sir, could you please pull up? And he gets the pump off of the off the tank.
He's taunting you.
And I honk.
You honked at him.
Yeah. At that point, I've asked twice. I gave him a sweet look. And I gave him, like...
The one-finger salute? You do that,
no,
too?
No, I didn't do that. But, like, you know, when you're a first grader and you get your class picture taken, you have that sweet look. That's the sweet look I gave him.
312-981-7200. Was our... What'd you call him?
Jamoke?
Yeah. Was he wrong for taking the first pump and making Harry go around and back in? That's what you had to have done, right?
That's exactly what I did. I had to back in.
You had to, oh my God, you had to drive around and back in.
Carm, it is 6:15. I've been on 294 from Downers Grove.
Aww.
It's like an hour. Look, I'm not asking anybody like to you know, have a telethon for me. I'm just saying you ask 10 drivers, take a survey of 10 people right now, the next 10 texters.
Yeah.
If you're at a gas station and there's two pumps, don't you pull up to the farthest pump ahead of you so the person will be able to come in right behind you?
312-981-7200. Did Harry overreact and, in fact, escalate a situation at the gas station? And, in fact, the Shell personnel should have come out from behind the counter.
The Shell personnel, by the way, said, why is that guy being like that?
Okay.
Okay? The guy said, why is that guy being like that? And then there were two other people that were filling up that were both looking at him. So, okay, so here's what happened, all right?
Yeah, so...
So the guy says, go... So I looked at him sweetly, like a first grader class picture. Then I asked him twice to please move up. He didn't. Then I gave him the honk. He didn't. He said, go around!
You honked at a gentleman.
A beep. It's not a honk. It's a beep. Beep.
You used your horn to further enhance your point that said...
Yeah, let's go.
Right. And he just kept pumping away.
Yeah, his drill rod.
Mm.
So he says, go around. So I went around. So I've got my wife's car.
See, I get the frustration. I'm with you on the frustration. Yeah. But I would have spun around, backed in, then I would have looked at him and pumped. You went name calling, horn honking, the whole thing.
I didn't call him one name.
What did you?
I'm telling the story now, so I've got names for him. But I'm telling you that, like, once he said go around, I said, oh, I'm going to go around and back up. And I was on the phone with you, and I said, I'm going to back up. I'm going to put the back of this car so close to the front of his car, he is not going to be able to get, like, a finger in there. And I was in Wendy's car, so she's got the camera, the backup camera.
Uh-huh.
So I backed up, like, on top of him. In fact, I took a picture. I can even tweet it out.
So you acted like you were going to hit him.
No, I didn't act like I was going to hit him. I backed. He said, go around and back up. So I just did what he asked.
Oh.
I followed his request. And I went and I backed up. So the back of my car was like 2 inches from his car. Okay? And I've got the picture to prove it.
Why don't you tweet that out? At Hey Tweet Harry. 312.
He's at the Carm, by the way.
Yes, that's true. Hey, Carol, are you on Team Harry or Team?
Oh my goodness, I'm laughing so hard. My comment was when you have someone, you know, you're pulling in where the arrows say to go, and then a person pulls the opposite way, and they want you to move first.
Right, right.
Like, no, you move.
Who taught you to drive?
But Carol, shouldn't Harry have thought about, you know what, I want, I value my life. This person's being unreasonable, but I should just calmly go around and back in and get my gas and be on my way. What do you think of that?
I'm on Harry's side, I'm sorry. 100%.
Thank you. Hey, Carol,
it's the principal.
Right, and I think I handled it.
Thanks, Carol.
I think I handled it. Wait, before you hang up.
Okay.
Carol, I think I handled it with respect.
You didn't get out and yell at the man. You just said, hey, can you pull up a tiny bit?
Right.
So that we can all go to gas tanks.
Carol, right. He honked at him.
I did. After
I would do that, too. Like, if I'm making a left-hand turn, then there's a train, I'll honk and say, can you back up a little bit? Because, you know, I'm not going the same way as you were, so I could pull out and make a left-hand turn.
I think I was being very mature. So, Carol, is doofus spelled with a U or an I?
No, but I like your other words.
Okay.
Thanks, Carol. Have a great night. Appreciate you calling.
You too, guys. Jerry, you weren't wrong.
312-981-7200.
It's like, I don't know when you learn it. I think you learn it before you get your driver's license. You learn it when you're in the back of your dad's car and your dad pulls into the gas station. If there's two empty pumps, you drive forward to the first empty pump so the next person can simply pull up behind you. They don't have to go around you and then reverse. And then, I haven't even gotten to the best part yet. I haven't even gotten to the best part yet.
Okay, I look forward to the best part, because there's some good parts going on here. I heard you on the phone legit whining at this guy.
Whining?
Yes.
I don't believe I whine, Carm.
Can you just move up? Come on.
I'm not Truman Capote.
Please.
I couldn't believe this.
I can't. Would you? And that's what it sounded like. I mean, you were all bent out of shape.
This guy is just so self-absorbed. He was like a bad man. He's a bad person. He needed a meeting. That's what he needed.
312-981-7200. Text line, phone line, 262. Harry, you were spot on, dude. You should have pulled up. I would block his car and not let him leave. Did you let him out?
Well, he had to back up, though.
Oh, see, well, there you go. That is where he paid.
So again, in case you're just joining us, Carmen Harry, lucky enough to be on Nightside, asked for us by name.
It's not luck, damn it.
Okay.
Harry.
Okay. So,
massively talented. That's why we're on Nightside.
Okay,
you can dispute that.
So we're talking about on the way home today, I pull up to Shell Station and this guy pulls up at the same time I do. He's in front of me and he stops at the first pump, doesn't go to the second one. So he says, go around. So I go around, I back up after asking nicely twice and beeping my horn once. I back up using my wife's, you know, camera in the back, which is awesome, by the way.
It's a nice, good feature.
I meant to go back to my car. It doesn't have that. So I'm like 2 inches away. Trust me, it's exactly 2 inches. Sadly, I'm an expert on the topic. And I go in and I pay for my gas. I come out. The guy is still there. He's still filling up. Now I go and I'm filling up. The guy finishes and he's looking and he can't imagine why the cars are so close. And then he gets in his car and then he gets out of his car and he goes, you are so dumb.
Ooh, he called you dumb.
Yeah, he goes, you are so dumb. Why are you parked there like that? You're so close. I go, dude, why didn't you just pull up and you could have just driven off forward?
What happens if he had walked up on you? What would you have done?
I thought about that. I had a pump with gasoline coming out.
So I was armed. So you're telling me that if he had walked up on you, you were going to whip that pump out with the gasoline and you were going to douse him?
It was already whipped.
Oh, my.
It was already out. And there were two guys that were filling up. So, you know, I'm at like...
Big tuck in here. I was going to whip that gasoline
I'm at six. He's at eight. The guy was on five filling up. The guy was on seven filling up. And they were both clearly on my side.
Five and seven were on your side?
Yes. They were ready to do something.
How'd you gauge that? Did you look around?
No, because they're both like, what are you doing? They both told the guy. He goes, go back in there. Back out.
Sheila, welcome to WGN. Did Harry overreact?
Hello?
Yes, Sheila. Did Harry overreact?
Yes, I think he overreacted. All he had to do was go around, pull up, and back up. I have to do it several times. As long as I get my gas, I'm out of there.
Doesn't it make you mad, though, that the person... No, it's one thing if the person, like, is in mid-fill-up, but if...
Why would it make me mad?
Because
I have other things to do. That's the least of my worries,
but
if
you
didn't pull up.
But if you have...
There's gas to get. I just pull up around. I usually pull up to the first tank. But when people don't, I just pull up, back up.
You adjust. You're an on the fly Sheila. You're right.
But let me ask you this. You just said you have things to do, right? So if you
Yes.
Okay.
And if he wants to still stay there and fill the gas can up, that's not my problem.
But if he...
I'm taking care of me. I could care less about him. He's giving me room. At least he didn't pull up between the gas tanks.
Yeah, good point, Sheila. He left Harry a clean tank.
You never mentioned that. You said he just pulled up to the first one. He didn't make it all the way up to that second one. He could have pulled between both of them, and then what?
Right, but if you're implying that he was caring at all, you'd be incorrect. because this guy, like I said, if he were there already filling up, I'm happy to go around him. That happens all the time.
Sheila, you brought a great rational perspective to the show, and I greatly appreciate you calling.
But Sheila also said...
Thank you
for calling, Sheila. Sheila also said that she has things to do, and this guy is...
And this guy is
making me take up more time pulling around on the hemp.
You wanted to have a fight with this guy. You were looking at...
I don't want to have a fight with anybody. I'm a lover, not a fighter. Jewish guys don't like to fight, Carm. We don't even like to floss.
That's true, but I don't think that's a Jewish thing. I think that's just a flossing human thing.
We floss. I mean, I love having clean teeth, but I'm just saying it's like a violent act. It's about as violent as we want to get.
Text line 281. Team Harry, Carm, have you always been such a snowflake?
Snowflake!
That's not nice.
Here comes Susie Snowflake.
Name calling at 12:20 in the morning is rude and inconsiderate, sir. My man, Harry, from the 847. I'm from the north of the city and have been here my whole life, and I do not belong here. It's common courtesy and sense to pull up. There you go.
Anybody in America would pull up.
I don't think... I totally agree with Harry from the 847. I would have pulled up to the first pump. Not like that moron did. Did not do the logical thing. See, now we're... But the thing is, Harry, this is what...
So I had to back up.
You're texting, talking right now while you're on the radio. Can you wait? Can you wait till we're off the air to send a text?
It was too distracting, and it was taking too long.
See, this is where I can't believe you just text voiced someone while we're on the radio because you couldn't wait 5 seconds until we go to break.
Because I want to get this out now.
We're doing a show. I'm with you right here. You're not on your text, doing text voice that nobody can understand your text voice anyway. That's rude and inconsiderate and quite frankly, it's indicative of the way you handled yourself at the pump somehow, somewhere.
Excuse
I don't really know.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
All right. I want to continue the conversation. So please, if you are on hold, we'll...
Okay. I'm going to tweet out this picture. So go to Hey Tweet Harry and look at this. Just this drill rod.
That's good word choice. Harry at the pump on 720 WGN. Oh, yeah. It's a classic here, Harry.
I'm very impressed, Carm. You didn't go anger. You went gas.
We can let it build a little bit. This is classical gas along with your gas pump. Well, Mason Williams, man.
We don't have to worry about talking over the lyrics with this song.
It's a great little bumper back.
It's one of the three greatest instrumentals ever.
Rick Geezer will be proud of this one. You get that? It's sports songs?
Right, and if Rick were here, he'd say, check out who's at Zany's this week.
He would. We'll see Geez on Sunday for Hample B with Kaz. All right.
I tweeted out the photo. Look how close I backed up to this guy.
Harry got in a fight at a gas station.
I'm not getting in a fight.
Yes, you did.
You are misinforming.
You got in a verbal spar.
You are fake news. You're turning us into fake Jews.
Look at... We're real Jews, and this is real news. And yes, okay, I'm looking at how you backed up, and then you walked away, just took a picture because you're so proud of how you...
I walked away to pay for gas, okay?
Who doesn't pay at the pump? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with us? We decided that credit cards needed to take a break.
Okay, so you went... Okay, fine. I take it back.
So I went
you're going cash in to pay. Fine, mm-hmm. Great. Good for you. Pay on the spot. All right. So you were so proud of where you were at, you took a picture of it.
Look at that. Look at that.
Way to go.
Cash, you see that? I was so close. I'm the silver car. Backed up. I got my Chevy there, and I backed up to his car.
Yeah, you're tough, man. You went in there. He was treating you wrong, and you made a statement. You're Harry Tynowitz.
Yeah, who is the thinnest celebrity?
Just one of these days, you're going to get your butt whipped.
Well, Carm, look, this was a butt-whipping situation, and I talked it down. I mean, I avoided it. This guy
was... You escalated it. You flat out escalated
it. This guy was standing out of his car yelling at me that I'm so dumb, and there was no physical violence.
Well, that's good that you didn't... Why was he calling you dumb? Because you parked so close?
Because I had parked so close, and he had to back up.
Ah.
Like... Dude, if you didn't want to back up...
Could you have beaten him up? If you went fighting, you were going to lose.
Right, I was going to lose. Okay. I have very little arm strength unless I'm at a buffet.
Leo, whose side are you on this? Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. I am with Harry all the way on this. The only thing I disagree with Harry on is the final act of the backing up and taking the picture. This happened to me just a couple days ago. It is common courtesy to take the first available pump. And no, not everybody does it. But when somebody asks you before you pump gas, and people have done it to me, I've been in a hurry, I didn't pull up all the way, and someone has asked me to pull up, I stop what I'm doing, I get in my car, I pull up 2 feet, and then I pump my gas so the other person can get in.
You're
the
awesome.
The only thing I do not agree with Harry on is the backing up and taking the picture, because
it's childish.
I've seen pictures of Harry. He would have gotten demolished. He would have been destroyed. He would have been part of the pavement, and he doesn't need to do that. But this is typical of our society today. Everybody is out for number one. We're losing common courtesy. We're losing chivalry. We're losing everything. I opened the door for ladies the other day, and I called them sir and ma'am. That's how it's brought up. Now ma'am is an insult. I am told I am not a ma'am. I don't get it. But as far as this incident goes, Harry, you were right up until the point that you took the picture and you decided to give the man 2 inches.
Then he stooped to his level, right, Leo?
That was a little bit immature on your part. But I agree with you on everything else.
I think.
Thanks, Leo.
I think it was definitely, and I don't think, I know it was immature, but it was the way that I could respond to him without getting physical. Because physical violence is never the answer unless you're playing hockey. And B, I would lose. So this is my response to, you know what? I was on the phone with you, Carm. I said, I'm going to back up to this guy and I'm going to leave him like 6 inches. And you go, you can get closer than that.
But it was really kind of amazing that we were having a very peaceful conversation and you were irritated with me. But yet you were keeping a very peaceful conversation. And then all of a sudden.
I could never be irritated with you.
Right. So maybe this is actually, you were actually mad at me.
No.
And so then you took it out on this guy is what really happened. That might have happened. And by the way, as far as the chivalry, if I may toot my own horn here, Harry, do you mind?
No, I wish you would. If you don't, I'll toot it for you.
So Hampo, B, and Kaz, we get done with the show on Sunday.
Yes, I heard a lot of that show, by the way. Those guys were angry.
There was some anger there. So,
I love Kaz. It's called Hampo and B. I love Kaz.
Kaz is a great man. So the elevators were out here on the weekend, and to get down to the parking garage, you had to walk up, you know, some significant stairs. So I'm walking down to get out of here, and there is a family with multiple cases of luggage, and they're stuck down there, and there's nowhere to go because the elevator's not working. And one of them was an older lady, and she's sitting there.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So at the car, and put his bag down, Harry, and I carried up 3 different bags of luggage, 2 flights each.
That's awesome.
So that was my good
deal. That's awesome.
She offered to give me money. No. I'm like, are you nuts?
No. Did you have a chance to go through them?
Yeah. I did. I did take a T-shirt. It was sweet. It's like, go Houston. So that was my good deed of the week. All right, 20-second timeout. We'll get you into Andre's News, 720 WGN. Harry Tynowitz has an anger problem, doesn't know how to control himself at a gas station. Welcome back to 720 WGN. Nightside. Text line, 312-981-7200. Carm, you're the last person who should give someone a hard time about a gas station episode.
I forgot about that.
No,
that's all. You forgot. Yeah, Highland Park, you went to fill up your car and like at Thanksgiving, and it got stolen.
They stole my car, Harry. And you know what?
That's funny now.
Now. See, now that's like rude. You're like laughing that I got my car stolen.
I'm laughing that the person calling back to like 11 months ago.
That's
a loyal listener and a funny person.
Got my car stolen. But you know what? I kept my composure. Unlike you, Harry.
What's the dumbest thing someone's did to you? Or what's the dumbest / scariest / rudest thing that anybody has ever done to you when you were in your car? because today I had somebody who was so rude, would not pull up to the empty pump, had me sitting there with my rear of the car.
I mean, what percentage of the time do you not have to drive around a pump and then back in? That's like 50-50 in a gas station, and you get bent out of shape. Seriously.
We're both pulling up at the same time, and I've been on the, I told you, I was on 294. It was like a parking lot.
I know, it was a tough day for you. 815, I have pulled in a gas station, and someone was in front of me while I was pumping my gas. I don't even, your text got cut off there. A minute later, someone pulled in and started to lecture me how I should have pulled up to the front pump when I got there. I said someone was in front of me and he just left. This world is getting all twisted.
That's, you know, that's wrong. If somebody, like I said, if somebody's already at the second pump, they get to stay there.
Can you just own that you were looking for a fight?
I was not looking for a fight. If I'm looking for a fight, I'll go home.
Yeah, no, I'm uncomfortable. All right, 312-981-7200. Hey, Carol, thank you for being patient. What's your...
Thank you very much.
Can you teach Harry how to live life?
I love Harry very, very much.
Aw,
Carol.
I think that you need to understand what he's talking about. Now, Harry, how about the guy that when you're, you know, ready to pull up, he decides he wants to clean all his windows?
Wait, what?
And now you're stuck because there's a car behind you. This man just wants to clean all his windows.
So wait, Carol, this is unrelated to what we're talking about.
No, at the gas station.
So
he gets out that little brush and starts cleaning his windows.
So, okay.
Harry should have cleaned
this? I'm like, are you kidding me?
Carol, we're losing you. You got a little bit of a bad sell there. Can you understand what she was talking about?
Well, I don't know if Carol was saying that was a pet peeve, you know, that they don't like when somebody is cleaning their windows, or if they were saying, I should have done that. I think they were saying that they don't like it when they're waiting to get to a pump and someone is cleaning their windows.
Oh. See, I get the impatience, but look, that is part of your right as a gas station patron to be able to clean your windows.
And when it's your turn, you can take your time.
Now, that being said, you should, for the record, put the pump in, put it on the automatic hold, and then you do your windows. Be considerate to your other fellow people. I'd like to give the car tip of the night, if I may.
Yes, are you going to say the constant pumping?
Well, I'm going to go into outside the gas pump, just in a general, mm-hmm. when we're all in a public place, like let's say you're going to Starbucks,
mm-hmm.
okay? You go up there, you order your coffee. What do you get at Starbucks? You don't even
Venti hot chocolate, okay. no whip.
Venti hot chocolate, no whip.
With skim.
And then they say to you what? $3.86. And then what happens?
And then I pay them and I go.
See, most people at that point, they got to reach back around. Then they got to pull out their wallet. Then they got to find their credit card. And then they're going to insert it. You know, without any morsel of a doubt, you're going to have to pay. So when you get in line, the very first thing you should do is go into your wallet, get the credit card out. Then you have it in your hand. Now you are ready to order. This would save, I would say, on average, I would think we would all say like 15 minutes a day, 15 minutes a week in lines if people would just get their money out ready to pay. Carol, I don't know why we can't get that done.
Carol, thank you very much for the call. You know, one time I was at Dunkin' Donuts and I pulled through and it came time to pay. And I go, what do I owe you? And they go, the person in front of you got it. I said, what?
Well, that was
They said, the person in front of you got it.
Maybe it was the guy at the gas station today.
No,
that was the dude that paid for you.
It was not.
Rod, welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I didn't catch the part, though. I was going to comment, but first, I didn't catch the part when Harry pulled up. Was the man already fueling?
No. We pulled up simultaneously.
Okay, yeah. Then Harry, you were definitely thinking right. Unfortunately, everybody doesn't think right in this world.
Exactly.
There's a lot of people that don't have any respect or they don't have any common sense. And though you were dumb, he was dumb. If he did that unknowingly, then that man was dumb. So did he do it knowingly? Then if he did, he's got problems.
He did do
either
it.
Either a martyr and made the obituaries, or you know,
right.
go up and do what you did.
Right.
You know?
So, Rod, your feedback to Harry is that Harry should have been the bigger man, adjusted on the fly, rather than getting in the hissing fit or whatever you want to call it that he did with this particular gentleman, correct?
Well, I'm basing it on what you hear on the news today. Somebody gets shocked over
the
stupidest thing.
You know what? You're right.
Thanks, Rod.
You're right. I'm wrong. I got caught up in this guy is being a.
See, we want to hold on, Harry, to like, I was right. But I'm here at the Carm on Twitter, your buddy Mark Carm. I'm here trying to protect you, pal. I want you to be safe.
No, but at the moment, Carm, I said I'm going to back up like 6 inches in front of the guy, and you said, no, back up 2 inches in front of him.
Did I say that on the phone?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm...
I
got caught up in the moment. Yeah. That's my bad.
Right.
I apologize. Yeah. I'm not perfect either. I have these moments.
Bad stuff happens when I'm on the phone with you and I'm at the drive-thru. Remember the Arby's night?
Oh, yeah, that was phenomenal. What happened? They didn't have the sandwich you wanted?
No. You told me not to go into Arby's, and I said, I love Arby's, and you said don't, and so there was hair all over the sandwich.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's an isolated Arby's. Doesn't mean that they're all like that.
That's phenomenal. Right. You were going to Arby's.
Also, by the way, on Dempster. Maybe I just got to avoid Dempster.
That was hysterical. Harry, you were driving, and I'm like, I'm pulling off to get some food. I'm like, where are you going? I'm going to Arby's. I'm like, don't go to Arby's. It's nasty. Don't do that. Come on. Seriously, don't do that. And the next thing you know, you order the sandwich. And then the next thing you know, you're taking a bite, and now you're just going, oh.
There's a clump of hair. I didn't bite into the hair. You're like, what does it look like? Like, it's like somebody, you know, had cancer.
That might have been my favorite moment of 2018. You finding a hair on your Arby's. That was excellent.
Wasn't a hair.
Multiple hairs. My bad. That's
it was a clump. like you find in a drain.
Hey, Tom, welcome to WGN.
Hey, yes, guys, I just wanted to tell you, I deliver gasoline.
Oh,
and,
wow.
That's one of my pet peeves. You know, you get out when you deliver, you got to do a couple of checks, and then you just sightsee. One of the benefits of this job is you get to look at cars, nice cars coming in and out, you know?
Yeah.
And you get to check out rude people. They do that. You know, they pull up and just stop at the first pump they come to, you know, and it's just, dad's not doing anything. Fathers aren't teaching anybody anything, you know. Hey, I saw this woman. She was behind this other woman.
Uh-huh.
And she stopped at a pump. And the lady got out and said, would it kill you if you pull up? You know? Nice response there, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Tom, how much gas do you have with you?
See, seriously, how can we, like, solve any real issues in life? Like, say, look, let's just throw out, like, climate change, when we can't even figure out what gas pump to go to at the gas station. Seriously.
Golly, just pull up, for crying out loud. It depends on the tanker, how much we hold. Normally, a legal weight is 85 to 8,700.
Jeez, did you ever worry about, like, some moron, you know, smashing into you?
No. It's, if I got gas on, it's pretty, the problem is when the thing is empty. You know, fumes or gases are more volatile than the actual liquid, you know what I mean? But everything's pretty stable. Oh, yeah, another thing I wanted to say also, you know, you want to keep stupid people out of your life. Well, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You don't know.
The guy backing up. You want to keep dumb. And the idea, not just necessarily fighting, man, just do you really want to pay this fool's doctor bills?
Right.
Golly, that would be terrible. You know, now you got to, you're in court, you got to pay his medical bills. Oh, wow.
I had, you know what? Something came over me. And I, you know, he was upsetting me so much, I had to do something that would upset him.
Tom, yep. Great call, man. Appreciate
you. All right, guys. Love your show. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
appreciate
Tom.
It. 312-981-7200. You, when you get wronged, you want to make it, you want to make things right.
Well, you know, Carm, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I do love those lines. So many good ones. There's so many. That just reminds me of, you know, the old college days. If I won't say it. All right.
You know, I like Tom's world. You know, he's in his car. I mean, he's in his gas truck, and he's delivering gas, and he enjoys checking out fine cars and fine women and stupid people.
He saw the fun in that situation. Good job, Tom. We all should be laughing more. As we wrap this up, Harry,
yes,
before we do our final segment here on the Night Side, Nick D's coming up at 1. The moral of the story here, from my perspective, is it's not about being right in life. So what if you're right? Right, being right is overrated as far as taking care of yourself in society. Just because you're right, right, doesn't don't mean that you get to act like a bozo, a la Harry did.
Right. Even if someone does, and once again, if it happened to me tomorrow, who knows if I can maintain my cool, maintain my composure. It's not easy to do. But if someone does something stupid, just let it go.
So you
agree. Hard.
You
it's hard. I do agree.
Okay.
But it's hard in the moment, Carm. It's hard in
I
the
agree.
Moment.
Very hard in
and,
the moment.
And if I heard that like one of my friends or one of my family or somebody I cared about, somebody, you know, had like, you know, died or got shot over something like this,
right,
I'd be like, oh, that is so stupid. It's the kind of thing I would tell my kids, you know, you can't do anything like this.
I think we did great on this one tonight, Harry. I feel complete. I think we won. I feel a win for everybody.
What we can do about that former boyfriend of your girlfriend that delivered 10 dozen roses?
We're not going to talk about that. Quick timeout, 720 WGN. WGN 1250. Mark Carmen, Harry Tyne, what's with you? WGN Nightside, Carmen, Harry. Hope you had a great day today, or if you're starting tomorrow, hope you're off to a great start. Nick D coming up in 10 minutes. So it's over here, Harry.
Yeah. I played $4 on Saturday and $2 last night.
A flimsy little piece of paper that crossed the counter of a convenience store on a country road in South Carolina is now worth $1.537 billion.
It's more money than I have on me.
$1.537 billion. If you want to cash out and get all your money right now, which is the general move that you're supposed to make if you do win that.
Yeah, $650 million.
877.8 million check to you right now.
That's the little money. That's if you give up the big, you know, right. Wait 20 years for it.
Right. They'll hand you this person whenever they come forward. If they haven't lost the ticket, will be given $877.8 million.
God, what would you do?
So that is the question. 312-981-7200. Let's just all imagine for a brief 5-minute period that we were just handed a check for $877.8 million. What would be the first thing that you would do? First thing you would do. Would it be the fancy meal? Would it be the quitting of your job? Would it be the buying of a plane? Would it be the I don't know.
You know, people always say that I'd quit my job. You know,
I'd still be fighting for airtime here.
I'd keep my job. I would just do it a little differently.
you could buy a radio station, Harry.
Oh God, would that be great? And then for the people that don't call me back that I thought were my friends,
you could buy a radio station. You could fire all your friends that you thought were your friends who are no longer your friends.
I think the first thing I would do, I would take care of my family and a couple of really close friends. Then I would give a bunch to charity.
How much money would you give me? Would $877.8 million? Would I get what? Would you give me a mill?
I would give you $1 million and I would pay for your wedding ring.
You would really give me $1 million?
Like that.
Would I have to ask for it, or would you just do it?
No, you'd have it. I'd, I'd, I would, I would, I would text you, I would call you, I would email you, and say, Carm, you're not going to believe this. I won the lottery. I'm giving you $1 million, and I'm paying for Chelsea's ring. And then in like 5 days, you'd get back to me.
I think in that scenario, I probably would take me like 3 days to get back to you. Harry, I'm going to start crying. That's so sweet.
Hey, you've been there for me through thick and thin.
Yeah, but I don't deserve $1 million.
Sure you do.
I haven't done anything.
Sure you do. But that's what's great about it. Is if you had that kind of money, you could just help the people that have helped you.
Right, but okay.
And donating to charity.
I got more than 877 people that have helped me. I'd be broke in a second if I started giving out $1 million to all the people that helped me.
Mom, maybe you don't give it to everybody that helps you. Maybe you do something else. You throw a big party, you know, but... giving it to charity, you know how many times I'd love to give, you know, I mean,
what charity would you give it to? What's your number one charity?
Lucy and Reggie's College Fund.
That's not a charity.
My number one charity has always been child abuse. I'm against it.
Uh-huh.
And I would, what Spike and I did, Funny Money, was always to prevent child abuse. So that would be the number one thing. But I'm a big, you know, proponent for Special Olympics. You know, Patty and Andrew did a great show tonight on fighting Alzheimer's. Unfortunately, my mom has that. I'd love to contribute money there.
Okay.
I mean, Jerry Lewis, he used to always bug the crap out of me when he would do his Labor Day telethon. He would say, don't give to other charities. Just give to my charity. What?
Well, he wanted everybody.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Just give to your charity.
Man wanted everybody to be all in.
Well, but you can give to anybody you want. So wait, so if they give $1 million to you, give $1 million to somebody else, you don't want it, Jerry?
Yeah, that's a little selfish.
Carm, what would you do? Or should I ask, who would you do?
I would... It's interesting that I haven't thought about the answer to my own question here. I would... What would I do?
I know what you would do. You would play Michael Jordan one-on-one.
Well, one thing I would do is I would buy my own island. I would have Carm Island, and I would have...
Yes? Would it be like Jurassic Park?
I would have...
And you'd have all the old bulls running around in their uniforms?
I would have... Exactly right.
Hey, there's Granville Waiters.
I would invite...
There's Luke Longley.
I would have B.J. Armstrong, Granville Waiters.
You can have B.J. Armstrong.
I'd have them all come out and let's hoop. I'd get MJ out there on my own island. I'd get my own tennis court. I'd get Rafa to come and play. I'd get Novak to come on out. Get Roger there.
Oh, my God.
Carm Island. That's what I would do. And I'd pay for flights. You want to come visit? And stay in your own wing. I'd have the hairy wing. 501's texting in. I would take the first flight to the World Series. I'm reading this because I'm stunned.
The World Series? Like, who cares about it?
Like, I feel like no one cares about the World Series.
But who cares about it?
This must be a Red Sox fan. Congratulations to Boston, up 2-0. Carm Island, Harry.
I like Carm Island. I would make a bed out of Portillo's chocolate cake.
It's so good.
Can you mention sleeping right in now? It?
Is Portillo's open at 1 a.m. on the way home?
The one on Ontario might be open now.
I think it's closed.
I don't know. It's open pretty late.
Could be time for the new rock and roll McDonald's.
That is there. It's open.
Maybe a little Mickey D's Sunday, the $1 Sunday, such a delicious option at this time of night.
You know, he's retired and he's got all kinds of cash, but wouldn't it be great if Orion worked at the Rock and Roll McDonald's? You fell up at 1:30 in the morning.
Good evening. Would you
like a Shamrock Shake?
I'm used to work at the Huntley location. But now I'm at the downtown location. Orion's the best.